Greetings, gentle naked listeners. I'm Julian Fleischer, host of the Naked American Songbook, a fact of which you were probably already aware. My only wish is to keep you satisfied, and in service of that goal, I and my charming team of puppeteers present you with this mini-episode to fill the yawning chasm between seasons 1 and 2, which is set to air this fall. June 9th is the 125th birthday of Cole Porter. And I'd like to take this opportunity to say that when the fat lady has finally sung, when the dust has settled, when the rapture has wrapped and alien overlords are sifting through the smoking rubble of what we wrought in our civilization, they will want to know who was the single greatest songwriting our cursed civilization ever produced. And I'm going to tell you straight up, it's Cole Porter. He stands head and shoulders above the rest, and I include Irving Berlin, I include Harold Arlen, I include Rodgers and Hammerstein, I include Duke Ellington. I know what I'm saying when I say this.
Cole Porter.
So, to celebrate the 125th anniversary of his birth in Indiana, the man who wrote, and I'm just skimming the surface, You're the Top, Night and Day, Anything Goes, Love for Sale, Red Hot and Blue, All Through the Night, Begin the Begin, From This Moment On, I Love Paris, My Heart Belongs to Daddy, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Too Darn Hot, In the Still of the Night, Always True to You in My Fashion, Let's Do It, Let's Misbehave, and I Get a Kick Out of You. I'd like to share with you a little something from an early episode of the Naked American Songbook where the delightful Rachel Dratch shared with me her first run-in with the catalog of Cole Porter.
I've arrived. I'm singing Tom, Dick, or Harry in Lexington High School.
So this is sort of almost like a personal anthem, this song.
Well, I mean, not how I live my life, that yeah. I will take any Tom, Dick, or Harry, but any Tom, Harry, or Dick, a dick. But
right.
But no, I just picked it because I had like a theater nerd association with this one.
A proud one for you.
Yes.
When you say theater nerd, you're not saying that in a bad way.
No, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
No.
I just mean that, you know, then I got more into the whole comedy thing
uh-huh.
and veered away from the musicals. But so I've, you know, I've been in the sort
that
of,
paid off for you, I would add.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been in the whole comedy world for so long. But then actually looking at all these songs and everything, it reminded me that when I first became interested in acting and everything.
Yes.
It was the song and dance and let's put on a show and all that stuff. So.
And I think that's probably true for a lot of our listeners. And that's why I'm excited to hear you talk about that.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to resonate for a lot of – it certainly does for me and this song in particular. And also I think because it was Cole Porter's genius way of getting people to just say dick, dick, dick,
yeah.
dick, dick over and right. over again. I mean, this is one of his more bald-face
yeah.
odes to dick.
Right.
Dick a dick, dick, dick. The other thing that's genius about this is that because the show is a musical about a musical, about a Shakespeare play, Cole Porter is constantly working with these, like, Renaissance music.
Oh.
Like, this oldie-timey sounding
oh.
is sort of,
yeah,
da,
yeah.
da, da, like Ren Faire music.
Right.
And then when it gets sexy, he moves into swing.
Oh, that's cool.
So this is part of Shakespeare's play, which is mirrored in the backstage drama.
I barely remember.
So this is Lisa Kirk and cast from the original cast recording of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. This is Tom, Dick, or Harry.
I've made a haul in all the leading rackets, from which rip-roaring rich I happen to be. And if thou wouldst attain the upper brackets, marry me, marry me, marry me.
My purse has yet to know a silver lining. Still lifeless is my wifeless family tree. But if for love unending you are pining, marry me, marry me, marry me.
I come to thee a thoroughbred patrician, still spraying my decaying family tree, to give a social goose to thy position. Marry me, marry me, marry me.
Marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me,
marry me. I'm a maid who would marry and will take with no qualm any Tom, Dick, or Harry, any Harry, Dick, or Tom. I'm a maid, magic.
to marry, and we'll take double quick. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry, any Tom, Harry or Dick.
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Howdy, Pop.
Howdy, Mom.
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Art thou Harry, Dick, or Tom?
I'm the man thou shouldst marry.
Howdy, pal.
Howdy, Chick.
Art thou Tom, Dick, or Harry?
Call me Tom, Harry, or Dick.
I'm a maid.
Maid who would marry and would no longer tarry.
She's a maid.
Maid who would marry, may my hopes not miscarry. She's a maid, mad to marry, and will take double quick. Any Tom, Dick, or Harry. Any Tom, Harry, or
Dick, Dick, Dick.
A dick, a dick.
Dick, Dick.
A dick, a dick.
Dick, Dick. Blah, dick.
How many times can you say Dick on stage in a Broadway musical?
Even in a high school musical.
Yeah, well, that was the genius of the tune is everybody gets away with it. God bless Cole Porter. He really knew how to do it. And, you know, just listening to it again, the layers that dude was working on all at the same time, it's an impossible work of genius, and it comes off just effortless.
And like fun.
Super fun. I love that you brought this tune because I love this song.
Oh,
and
good.
It's a deep cut.
Deep cuts. We're going deep cuts here.
Deep cuts.
Deep cut stretch. Yeah.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You won't hear Deep Cut Stratch on any other radio show except The Naked American Songbook with Julian Fleischer. In an elegant elision between Seasons 1 and Season 2, another luminous alumnus of Saturday Night Live, Anna Gasteyer, strips down to share her own favorite recording of a Cole Porter chestnut, and this one just might surprise you. Here is a preview.
You know, in the olden days... I picked this because, of course, like one of the great songwriters, Dolly, and we had every one of her records growing up. This is actually one of my favorite, Little Sparrow, and it's acoustic and beautiful. She does a version of I Get a Kick Out of You, which I find fantastic because, again, all these great songwriters, I think, were so influenced by the great masters, right?
Right.
And
Cole Porter is
And Cole Porter, like in bluegrass, who would ever think of this version of that song, you know?
I don't know who would. I certainly wouldn't.
I'm quite sure that she has studied the songbook. I'm quite sure that she knows the great writers.
Yeah. Well, she has to because she's a great writer.
That's what I'm saying. So what I love about that is that as she's putting together her bluegrass album, literally it's an entire album of acoustic, you know, banjo and fiddle and the most traditional bluegrass elements. She's like, I think I want to do a kick out of you. By Cole Porter.
That's right. I said Cole Porter. Turn it on.
Look it up.
All right, let's give it a listen. This is Dolly Parton singing Cole Porter's gigantic Titanic hit, I Got a Kick Out of You.
A great song lends itself to this kind of interpretation. Listen
to
this.
Totally.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? People go for cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Still, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't agree.
Been drinking. That was Dolly Parton singing Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, brought to us today courtesy of my guest Anna Gasteyer.
Hello.
On the Naked American Songbook with Julian Fleischer, and I assure you, we are quite naked.
We are naked, and so is Dolly.
To hear the complete interview with Anna Gasteyer, to get the full picture of that lovely lady's musical underwear, tune in this fall when Season 2 of the Naked American Songbook premieres on the Jonathan Channel
from WNYC and WQXR. Now, frequent visitors to our Naked feed will be familiar with an occasional and, might I proudly say, occasionally controversial recurring segment called
Nailed It!
In which I pronounce from on high, because that's where I am, on high, that I have the ultimate rendition of a song, the authoritative account which sets the bar so high that the tune can be considered, for all intents and purposes, sung.
Boom! Nailed it! Stuck the landing!
Now, for our Cole Porter celebration, I present a particular challenge because of the sheer volume of recordings of Cole Porter's even lesser songs, let alone the great warhorses of his oeuvre.
Oeuvre?
Such as this one, I've Got You Under My Skin. Perhaps you're familiar with Ella Fitzgerald's historic account for her Cole Porter songbook, the first in her groundbreaking series of songbook recordings produced by Norman Grant. Or maybe you're a Sinatra fan who still thrills to his version's iconic arrangement by the great Nelson Riddle. But I submit that the version that
nailed it,
that truly captures all of the various musical flavors, the Latin rhythm, the soaring, slightly Yiddish melody, as well as Cole Porter's trademark mix of stylish wordplay and genuine longing, often bordering on obsession, the version that nails it,
nailed it,
belongs to Dinah Washington. Stay with me. Incredibly, what you are about to hear was recorded live in front of a club audience on her essential recording, Dinah Jams. And jams she does, with none other than Max Roach on drums, Clark Terry and Clifford Brown on trumpets, Harold Land on tenor, and Keeter Betts on bass. I mean, that's like the Mount Rushmore of sidemen right there. And they are all, well, jamming. So, with respect to the many other giants who hit it with their best shot, I present the version that truly nails it. Dinah Washington and her band for the night, nailing I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you.
There is so much more to be said about the man whose birth 125 years ago we celebrate, but we can't. We just can't. We don't have time. Luckily, though, we don't have to, because Cole Porter said it himself. What's more, he recorded it himself, singing it. But because I imagine Porter would cringe at the notion that he would direct a tribute such as this to himself, allow me to layer this cake by dedicating this recording to our soon-to-be former vice president and general manager, the guy who greenlit the Naked American Songbook, the brilliant and adorable Graham Parker. Graham, you're only going to hear me say this once. If, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. Good luck on your new gig, and thank you. And happy birthday, Cole Porter.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always abound it best, instead of getting them off of my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're the Colosseum, you're the top. You're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
That's it for now. Please don't be a stranger. Our show page is nakedamericansongbook.org. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, or wherever you park your podcasts. You can find the Naked American Songbook on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Whatever you do, let me know what you think. I need to know where you're coming from. I need to know what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, and what you're thinking. Go ahead and do it now. We'll wait.
You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar.
The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York City. Our team includes Aaron Dalton, Ellie Smirling, Mike Shobe, rhymes with robe, and our dear, dear leader, Graham Parker. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thanks for listening.
On a Roxy Usher, I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Keep it naked.